to be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations. What is mindfulness? You know, I keep talking about live a mindful living, be mindful. Well, mindfulness is a effect of doing many things, right? It's an effect of doing some techniques, living more a life of self-awareness, bringing some changes in terms of your lifestyle, your food habits, your sleep habits. And that makes you, you know, more mindful, more aware in life. And I think I realized this even more when pandemic was going on during second wave. The area I'm sitting in right now is essentially, I have a workstation here. You know, there is a bed on my right side. There is a shelf, bookshelf behind me. So my life was pretty much in this area. But what was interesting was that life within the 24 inches width and 76 inches length was interesting, because what I was doing on that yoga mat, from doing my yoga in the morning and meditation to painting in the evening, sitting on that on my canvas, to even reading books sitting on that yoga mat, and pretty much doing spot jogging in that area, in that 24 inches width and 76 inches length. And I just realized one thing, you know, we've all have stories of pandemic, but I was always wanting to make a video on this. You know, that life is really not about, you know, accomplishments or having experiences all the time. Yes, I mean, we want to go out, travel, have all those experiences. But while doing that discipline and living that constrained life and still having the grace of God around, that we had roof on our head, food, family was all fine, we sailed through. But that 24 inches and 76 inches of that yoga mat was giving me so much bliss. It was keeping me focused on my goals. In that small area, my life I had spent for those 60 to 90 days when we didn't step out of the house. And everything possible which was bringing me joy, balance, centeredness was happening in that space. And that sort of, you know, made me think that, hey, we really don't need big things in life. You know, small things in life, small space is what you require. But one thing which makes all this happen is a centered mind, a mental, emotional, physical health, which makes you even relish that small area of that yoga mat, and you can do everything and anything in life. If that mental health is not in the right space, even if you have a mansion, a palace, the biggest holiday destinations, bank full of cash, it's not going to give us happiness. It's not going to give us that satisfaction. So coming back to, being a monk with a 24 inches width and 76 inches length, I think I was pretty happy in cracking the code to happiness. It made me live a very disciplined life. I feel much more empowered. I feel much more strong compared to how I was dealing with pandemic last year. Last year was a very tough year. You know, we as a family, we moved back to India, settling in a new job, new city, figuring out where, you know, our bearings. It wasn't an easy move. You know, imagine moving with a small child at the time of pandemic. It wasn't easy. So, but this year, by God's grace, everything is okay. This experience of just having a life around in that one little corner in the room and my yoga mat with me, it made me realize that bliss is not in what we think. The bliss is in having a very peaceful, balanced mind
And the ability to channelize our energies the way we want to, rather than being ruled by the mind and whims and fancies. I would just say that that's what is the effect of living a mindful life. Mindful life is also about learning from everything around you. You know, a small interaction with someone, to reading something in a book, being aware of how someone is reacting or responding and let them just be. I think we can learn a lot. I'm still on that path. I'm still trying to fine tune and polish the rough edges which I carry for whatever reasons. But it's been a very nice journey, and I can't thank God enough. It's one of the toughest times in the human history. The only regret possibly is I'm not teaching my meditation mindfulness sessions as much as I was way back when I was in UK and Singapore. I would want to start teaching, mindfulness meditation, pranayama yoga sessions again, possibly on the weekends. That kept me charged, you know. That also was a way of just connecting with something which is just beyond myself. You know, it just connects me to people and share something which I really value in my life, which is breathing exercises, my techniques, meditation, mindfulness. And if someone can imbibe them and follow those practices and bring a change in their lives, you know, a transformation happens. I think that sort of gives me that satisfaction. So, I'm going to leave you here. I'm the yogi up with the 24 inches in width and 26 inches in length yoga mat. I hope you open your yoga mat soon. I'll leave you here. But I'll see you in the next episode. Till then, bye.